A day after the Sondeshkhali strongman Sheikh Shah Jahan was arrested in West Bengal in connection with the mob attack on an enforcement directorate team, the Trinamool Congress has suspended him from the party for 6 years. In a press meet to announce this move, the party's leaders hit out at the BJP, dared it to act against tainted leaders in their ranks. The senior party leader Derek O'Brien said the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress stands by people and takes no nonsense, whoever you are. If you have hurt or are alleged to have hurt the people, we walk the talk, is what he said. The BJP, for its part, says the Bengal police were all along trying to protect Sheikh Shah Jahan. This is a huge flare-up over the last several weeks in the politics of West Bengal.
A celebration in Sondeshkhali. After the West Bengal police finally arrested TMC strongman Shah Jahan Sheikh, 55 days after he was accused of orchestrating this assault on ED officials, who raided his home in a money laundering case. The Sondeshkhali strongman is also at the center of serious allegations leveled by residents of the island, who have accused Shah Jahan and his aides of land grab and extortion. Charges of sexual harassment have also surfaced.
আগে
কিরকম পরিস্থিতি ছিল?
আগে পরিস্থিতি খারাপ ছিল, কেউ ভয়তে কথা বলছে না।
The arrest came 24 hours before Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Bengal. Sondeshkhali has been a political flashpoint between the TMC and the BJP for nearly 2 months now. After Shah Jahan's arrest, the TMC announced his suspension from the party for 6 years, slamming the BJP and daring it to act against their own tainted leaders.
The All India Trinamool Congress have decided to suspend Sheikh Shah Jahan from the party for 6 years. Mr. Modi, we dare you to suspend Narayan Rane, Himanto Biswa Sharma, Shubhendu Adhikari.
The BJP hit back immediately, mass sharing this video in which Shah Jahan is entering a Bengal court, asking why the Bengal police was escorting Sheikh Shah Jahan like they would escort CM Mamata Banerjee.
Isliye ye arrest nahi hai. A mutual adjustment hai. Jitna time tak central agency isko hirasat mein nahi lega, utna time tak wahan ka pidit janta ko nyay nahi milega.
The Calcutta High Court had clarified that it had not stayed Shah Jahan's arrest just days ago, after TMC claimed that the court had tied the police's hands. Today, the High Court refused to hear the strongman's anticipatory bail plea, talking tough and telling his lawyer that it had no sympathy for Shah Jahan. With Ratnadeep Chaudhary in Sondeshkhali, NDTV Bureau Report.
Well, joining us now, Shikha Mukherjee. I'm also joined by the spokesperson of the BJP, Charu Pragya, Dr. Fuad Haleem of the CPM, and Riju Datta of the Trinamool Congress. In fact, Riju, let me come to you first. What took the state police so long to arrest the Sondeshkhali strongman Sheikh Shah Jahan in the first place? Why was he on the run for 55 days?
I think I don't know how to answer that question. A criminal was absconding for 55 days. And when the hands of the West Bengal police were freed from the High Court, it took barely, 48, 50 hours to arrest this guy. But what I have to say here today on your show is that Trinamool Congress, under the leadership of Mamata Banerjee, the Chief Minister and the Home Minister, has done her Rajkaran. There was scores of allegations of land grab, you know, torturing people, two particular cases of sexual abuse against Sheikh Shah Jahan and his aides. Now, whoever they were brought to book, and Sheikh Shah Jahan is, thrown out of the party for 6 years. But the question now that I want to ask BJP and to your viewers is, now BJP very openly has lost the plot, going into what about it, like body language and all that, because the Pradhan Mantri is visiting Bengal and he does not have anything to speak on. My question is, when we have done it, we have brought the accused to book, when will you bring the leader of opposition with whom the Prime Minister is going to share the state tomorrow, mentioned in the ED and CBI charges of the Shubhendu Adhikari, when will you suspend him?
Okay, one second. There are two parts to that, and I'll get both answers from Charu Pragya. Charu Pragya, the first part, of what he said, do you accept the argument that it's not the Bengal government which can actually speak on behalf of the actions of the Bengal police, and that if they've taken 55 days to act, it's because that's how much time it took? Do you accept that argument?
Absolutely not, and I will explain why. Let's take it turn by turn, right? So it was today that Sheikh Shahjahan was even suspended from the TMC. Too little, too late? Because for his aides, you did it a month ago. In fact, they have been behind bars for over a month, whether it was Uttam Sardar or it was Shibu Hazra. The second thing, the way he walked in today, escorted by the West Bengal police, it only happened because the High Court allowed the CBI and the ED to arrest him as per their needs. That is why he was safely removed from his hideout, escorted like a VVIP by the West Bengal police and presented in front of the court. In fact, if I can quote the Chief Justice of the Kolkata High Court verbatim, he said that 42 cases have been pending against you. We'll keep you busy for 10 long years. Verbatim, I am quoting the Chief Justice here. The fact of the matter is, from any angle, does that person look to behave like a criminal? In fact, I should be thanking the TMC government. At least their police did not go around garlanding him.
So the point you're making, Charu, is that he's been protected.
And there is more. I think Sandesh Khali is only the tip of the iceberg. I have a whole long list of cases, established cases against TMC leaders, which have been about atrocities on women. Not just women, minor girls.
All right, we'll talk about atrocities on women, because that's going to be a major part of this discussion. Riju, you have a right to respond. The key point over there is that he was protected even when he went to court. He walked in apparently with the support of people associated with the Trinamool.
Look, we are a positive party. We have a zero tolerance policy. We have walked the talk. We have brought the accused to book. The villagers have got their land back. They are getting their money back. And BJP, when they are talking about all
you
this...
You couldn't even suspend him.
Charuji, you are a woman and you are one of the
you
best...
You couldn't even suspend him. No, I'm sorry.
How have you taken any action on Brijbhushan Singh molesting Olympic wrestlers? And you are lecturing on NDTV.
No, is there a complaint? No, I'm sorry. You come on television every day comparing an apple to a Karela. And you think you couldn't even suspend
him. All right, both of you, let's Riju, let's not fight over here. Please, it's terrible for the viewer if people fight. But you raised a point. Let me get an answer. Charu, the point that the Trinamool has been making all day, Riju makes it as well, is that, look, this is a case of double standards. The BJP doesn't take action against your leaders who have cases against them, whereas they say the Trinamool is taking such action. How would you respond?
So, first of all, I think it's a very unfair comparison, and I will explain why. This is a case of an established criminal. There have been cases which have been coming to our attention every single day, literally. If the High Court knows about 42 cases, can you imagine how many more there would be? These women have taken to protesting now because after years they've gathered the courage to even speak out today. These are people where FIRs have been registered against their leader. And I ask you, I openly ask you, for the same crime when two people could be put behind bars and suspended from TMC, you protected and shielded one because the story is more sinister. Kisko arrest kiya aapne? And I'm sorry, this is a topic I refuse.
All right, okay, one second. Both of you, let's just settle down. One second, let me just go across to Shikha Mukherjee, who's watching this as an independent.
And this is not the NDTV style. Maybe you should...
One sec. Hold on. Shikha, let me come to you next. Could you tell us a little bit about what the ground situation in Chandesh Khali is? Is it true that this man, Sheikh Shahjahan, has been supported by those close to the Trinamool Congress through and through?
I think the ground conditions in Chandesh Khali are exactly what the ground conditions across large swathes of this country are, which is that there is a man, a Bahubali sort of, who is in control of the area and delivers things for the party to which he belongs currently. Shahjahan was with the CPM before. He's now with the Trinamool Congress. So one has to accept very clearly that there are these very strong men and obviously very competent politically who are deployed by political parties across the spectrum. And that applies, I think, to every part of this country. I mean, this is the most disturbing. I mean, Shandishkali is a microcosm of what is the prevailing situation in the rest of India. I mean, consider the fact that the word Bahubali itself has become so common. It's so normal that you and I both understand what I'm saying. I don't need an explanation of what is a Bahubali. These are people who have influence, power, authority, and competence in that area to dominate the whole situation there. They are the ones who deliver the last mile of government, and they are the people who arbitrate on matters which are happening on the ground. In Shandishkali, Shah Jahan Sheikh was the man, the go-to man for all problems that arose, say, around land, around family conflicts, etc. So what is all this excitement about? I am almost cynical about how this power equation works at the ground level.
Okay. Riju, would you like to respond? Riju, respond to that? That this was, he said, she didn't use the word I am, that this man was a local goon, and that he was using force whenever required to carry out the task of the Trinamool for last mile delivery, and he was a law unto himself. Is that the kind of person that we are dealing with?
I'll go by facts. Somebody mentioned 42 charge sheets. Yes, absolutely correct. There were 42 charge sheets against Sheikh Shah Jahan. What were the courts doing? The West Bengal police had filed a charge sheet. What were the courts doing? Now my question...
But what was your party doing, Riju? You've suspended it today, right? But what was your party doing all this time? If someone associated with your party had 40 plus charge sheets, what were you doing for so long?
Is it only my party, Vishnu? Or are there no other leaders all over the country who have got major in Modi's cabinet?
No, but if you are taking the moral high ground, Riju, if you are taking the moral high ground and saying that, look, we have taken action because there is an arrest warrant, etc., etc., if there was 40 FIRs against him in the past, what stopped you from taking action then?
We always said one thing, that these needs to be proved. There was no proof before 6th of February regarding Shandishkali.
So the proof is there now. The proof is there now on the basis of an arrest. Because the court case has not been heard. So the proof you say is already there. So the man is guilty, right? Is that what you're saying of the allegation?
Say I'm asking you. The court has pronounced guilty.
No, precisely. That's my point. You said there is proof now. Your words were that there is proof now. I'm just trying to...
Yes, because people have filed the complaints now. When we have made camps in Shandishkali, hordes of villagers went there and filed their complaints. So we took action. Our hands were tied. We took action. We have arrested him and we have suspected him. The other people lecturing... Vishnu, one second. On your channel today morning, there was a story that was played. Charuji was lecturing us about girls and minors. On your channel, NDTV, today morning, there was a story that in Kanpur, the double engine rape capital of India, two minor girls were gang raped, murdered and hanged by thieves.
No, but does that justify,
they are lecturing us.
But I don't understand, Riju, how that justifies the violence in Shandishkali. Lecturing you means what? You are saying that one, they have crime, and therefore, they shouldn't talk about crime here. All crime is wrong.
All crimes are wrong, but it is Trinamool Congress that takes action against those criminals. Even they are our men, even if they are our men. BJP shields these rapists and molesters and rewards them with
power. All right. One second. Charu, hold on 1 second. I wanted to go across to Dr. Fawad Halim. Dr. Halim, what Shikha was actually talking about later on, the culture of the strong man at the village level, the panchayat level in Bengal politics, isn't unique to the Trinamool Congress. In fact, it's been there in your party. It's been there allegedly at the level of the BJP as well. It is a constant dominant factor in Bengal politics. Isn't this what the central issue here is?
Well, the central issue that I would like to talk about, Vishnu, is that the women of Shandishkali, today they celebrate. And while celebrating today, they use red gulal to celebrate. If you've seen the visuals. Now, that's a language that the people of Shandishkali are beginning to again talk in. And the reason why they are talking in the red pulal language, especially the women who have come ahead and actually confronted these wounds, confronted the, and what you call, bore the brunt of the atrocities of these people is because our former MLA from that area, who's raised in the assembly all these issues of the strongman, whether from our party or any party, going to the Trinamool and doing this thing, he's been raising it in the assembly since his term in 2011 to 16. He is arrested on the 9th of February on a complaint that reaches the police on the 10th of February. Now you have to understand as to this is the very police that is saying to the public that because of the High Court, we could not arrest Sheikh Shah Jahan. The High Court has to come out and say there is no such order passed by the High Court. There is no such what you call even hint that the West Bengal police should not act against Sheikh Shah Jahan. The High Court has to suo motu make a statement like that. That is the state that we are existing in. And you have to understand when Shikhar Mukherjee uses the word Bahubali, that Bahubali term, that connotation does not exclude the police here in West Bengal today. They are part and parcel of this entire setup that is happening over here. You've got money, you've got what we call muscle power, you've got political power, you've got the general administration, you've got the police administration, all working in at one axis. And at the receiving end is the common people. They have been deprived of their land. They have been deprived of their right to MNREGA and all the other government, projects that they are supposed to benefit from. They have been denied even to have a normal civil life.
Okay, one second. Let me just get a reaction. Made, Fawaz Aleem, you made lots of points. Riju, you have a right to respond to those allegations. Go ahead.
My response is, Dr. Fawaz Aleem is a very literate man. But he is talking about what has happened in Chandish Khali. I am not here to defend Sheikh Shah Jahan or anybody. Let me put that on record.
Dr. Ali, one sec, let him respond. He didn't interrupt you.
When the complaint went to the Thana on the 10th.
Dr. Halim, hold on. Let him reply. Yeah, go ahead.
The party that Dr. Halim belongs from, let me jog the memory of your viewers. When they went to illegally encroach land in Changa, in Nandigram and Shingur, it was the state government that fired on the common people. When there was a gang rape in Bankola, the DDN Chief Minister Buddhadev Babu said, "Erokom to kotoi hoy." That means these are small things that happen. When the state fired, the left government fired on common people, they said, "We have," Jyoti Basu said, "we have given it back to them in the same coin." Now these people have become a freedom fighters now. See, BJP is bad. The left is worse. The left is worse. They have chopped off people's hands. They are arbitrators and producers of gang rape and gang murders.
Both of you are talking over each other. I can't hear either of you. Let me go back to Shikha. Let me go back to Shikha Mukherjee for a bit. Shikha, at the heart of this, and you know, we've been talking about goons, we've been talking about politics. At the heart of this is the rights for SCST women who have actually come out, who've leveled very serious allegations, who've said that there have been allegations of rape and violence, of land grabs as well. How in all of this is this voice, which is so crucial, been almost entirely forgotten?
That's because this is the politics over women's bodies. And this is something that I've been saying for days now, that this is politics over women's bodies. If their voices are not important. What is important is which leader says what, against whom and how. How much photo coverage they get, how much time they are exposed on television screens. It's all about that. It's not about the women. And this politics over women's bodies is something that is absolutely repugnant. Let me also say that, you know, there are two issues here. One, some people have been arrested. As the police, as the ADG South Bengal very clearly said, the case on which he was arrested is regarding the attack on the ED.
Yes.
ED team that went.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the gang rape issue at all. That will come later. So the justice to the women or even some kind of action on that has been postponed, and no one's even talking about the fact.
Charu Pragya, is that what this is?
Vishnu, let me give me half a minute. And the second thing is, here is women's bodies, and the other one is the land. On the land issue, there has been a very quick response from the government. Whereas on the women's issue, who cares whether the arrest has been on based on their complaint or based on the fact that the ED had complained? No one cares anymore. So long as they have this guy in custody. That's it.
Did you go ahead, Charu? I'll come to you next.
Shikhaji, I just want to clarify, Shikhaji, that there are hordes and hordes of complaints of land grabbing and physical torture to men against Sheikh Shah Jahan. There are two written complaints of sexual abuse against Shibu Hajra and Uttam Shandak, who have been given those particular IPC sections, and they are brought to book. For Sheikh Shah Jahan, as of now that we are having a debate, well, Chandesh Khali is happy and mothers and daughters of Chandesh Khali are celebrating. Still, there is no formal written complaint of any rape or sexual torture of any woman against Sheikh Shah Jahan.
Why is that the case, Riju? Isn't that part of the problem?
I'm telling you. First, the BJP and the opposition said there was a fear psychosis. Now there is no serious psychosis. Shah Jahan is booked. All his aides are already behind bars. Now there is not a single complaint. Even today we have got complaints of land grab, but not a single complaint of sexual abuse of it.
Charu had a point to make. Go ahead.
So just to remind the TMC spokesperson that the police in West Bengal has a habit of not registering FIRs on important issues. If we go back to the time of the post-poll violence, all the women who wanted to get an FIR registered weren't able to do that till they came to the Supreme Court. It was eventually the Supreme Court that had to direct your police to even file an FIR. So I'm sorry, it's not like you're setting a precedent where women find it very easy to go and complain. And if you do not realize it, it's very shameful. You're giving political patronage to criminals. And these criminals are far worse than just simply people who are land grabbing. That's bad enough. It's people who have indulged in systematic sexual exploitation of young girls and women. And let's not only talk about Sandesh Khali. I can, Vishnu, right now read out 5 cases to you from the month of February itself. And there is complete political patronage. A 3-year-old child has been raped by one of the panchayat leaders of TMC. I will give you the location, Bhaktipur. What happened in Bhaktipur? Let's talk about Sultana, who was sold along with a 2-year-old child. Let's talk about what happened at Harirapara. A 13-year-old child was raped. Her eyes were carved out. Her breasts were cut off. No, it is the case of the 16th of February. Please let me finish. Vishnu, you know these are sensitive issues and I...
No, Riju, let her finish her point. I will come to you next. But what's the point in shouting? You know, it just destroys a conversation. I will come to you next, Vishnu.
TMC has a problem with this, Vishnu, because they don't want these sounds to reach the ears. Let me tell you one more very important point. The Supreme Court, as recently as 10 days ago, said that all these cases of post-poll violence and cases of crime against women have to be moved out of West Bengal because the investigation cannot
all
be
right.
done properly.
Charu, so multiple points over there. Let me go to Riju. Last comments from you, Riju. She's named 3 or 4 cases over there. How would you respond to what she says are systemic assaults on women in parts of the state?
The 4 or 5 cases that she has mentioned, only BJP knows. News media does not know. Social media does not
know.
Only
BJP knows. You cared about women.
Anyways.
No, you would know if you cared about women.
Charu, 1 second. Charu, let him reply, please.
We do not give permission.
Let him not write off the women. He can talk to me.
Unlike you, rapists and molesters are getting parliamentary tickets. We don't give parliamentary tickets to rapists and molesters. Like, you know, Brijbhushan Sharan Singh or Shomik Bhattacharj. So do not
No, that's where you are stuck. Even if I were to agree with what you're saying, the 2 rounds make a right, Mr. Datta.
All right, look, I have to wrap this up, which is sad, because I wanted to give everybody an equal opportunity to speak. But then, you know, if we keep fighting like this, nothing gets done. I'd like to wrap this debate up. It is tragic. At the end of the day, it is about the rights of people on the ground. The allegations being leveled are very serious. Should we be focusing more on that? and less about the politics, which seems to have subsumed this entire issue.